Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dallas Hoops Gamecast. I'm your host, Martin. We are joined tonight by Sydney.
Hello.
And we are going to cover the Mavericks' thrilling victory over the Los Angeles Clippers, 105-89. But first, one thing to keep in mind tonight, guys, sorry about the sound quality.
The crappy audio quality.
We don't have our microphones tonight. We're not at our house. We're getting some work done in our house, so we had to be at a separate location. So we apologize about that. So bear with us. We do want to break down this game because it was a fun game.
Yeah, the game was too good to not do one.
So again, the Mavericks win 105-89 in their best defensive performance that they have done all season long. Yeah. And I think that goes without question.
I mean, really, one of their best games all season long, just overall. I mean, the defense, Luka, Magic. I thought there were some really great moments of just overall chemistry, I guess you could call it. Now, like, some guys had some bad games. Like, obviously, Jalen Brunson was just awful in this game. Their bench didn't really do a whole lot. But it was just a really, really great game. And, I mean, obviously, we can talk about all those points, but just a solid game overall.
You know, like, yes, there's a lot of nitpicky things you can bring up, but yeah. A win is a win. And if this were a playoff game, nobody cares about who's not playing well, who did what. The fact is, you won an important game. And Jalen, as much as he struggled, he hit two big buckets there in the fourth quarter.
And he didn't turn it over.
And he didn't turn it over there at the end. But, you know, yeah, he struggled. Mm-hmm. And he struggled all night. Just some bad passes, bad decisions. But he hit some really big shots, so he showed some mental toughness. And you were talking about the team chemistry. Really noticed that timeouts. Everybody was talking. I've never seen Porzingis so vocal with his teammates.
Well, and then, like, I'm going to cut you off. Okay, so first of all, there was one moment that I want to get to, but you're right. I saw a lot of communication, and there were moments where there was one time when Porzingis hit a big shot or something, and they actually celebrated around him together, and I don't feel like I had seen that this year, but there was one moment in particular that was, to me, huge. Kristaps got the ball in the post. He faced up, you know, shot it, swished it. And then in the very next possession, Luka called the play to get Porzingis the ball in the exact same spot. And again, turn around, faced up, shot, and swished it. And that, I thought, was just so huge. Mm-hmm. First of all, we've talked about, you know, how can Luka and Kristaps play off of each other, play together. Sometimes when Luka misses Kristaps, Kristaps maybe will be in the post and they can't get it to him. Like, there's been a lot said this year about making that two-man game work. And those two back-to-back possessions where Luka called the play for Kristaps, he cleared everyone out. He dumped the ball down to him, and then Kristaps made the shot. And I think it was right after that shot when they all kind of celebrated around Porzingis. I don't know, just to me, as a person that watches every game and analyzes every game and talks about every game, that was just huge to me. It was such a beautiful moment.
Well, this team has gone through so much this year with all of the COVID stuff. Then you had the trade rumors about Porzingis, and you had Porzingis clearly frustrated with his role.
His minutes, shots,
everything. Yeah. It just hasn't been going well. So to see the team rally that way, to see them play together and fight together. I know Porzingis only had 11 points. He didn't shoot the ball very well, 5 of 14. But they brought a lot of attention to him. Mm-hmm. Like, every time he touched the ball, he was getting double teamed, which was crazy to see because Porzingis really hasn't been doubled much this season. Teams have kind of just let him go. Mm-hmm. But the Clippers were like, hey, we're going to double team him. And outside of, I think, one or two mistakes on the double, I can only remember one time.
Yeah.
He made the right play.
Yeah.
He didn't shoot the ball well, but he was a force defensively.
He had 13 rebounds and two blocks.
And I just thought he's moving so much better defensively. Yeah. He's trying to move defensively. Mm-hmm. And he was a factor. And even though he wasn't getting the ball there at the end a lot, you saw the defender was within arm's length of him the entire time, and that opened up the floor to allow Luka to get 42 points. And don't worry, we're going to talk a lot about Luka, but we want to just bring up some of the other things that we saw.
Well, just, I don't know, tonight it was like, it was the little things. It was those little those little plays that you usually don't see. And mm-hmm. we talked about this in the last game, how I felt like we were starting to see a little bit of actual chemistry between Luka and Porzingis. And in this game, it was a little more. I saw a little more of that. And then the communication. There was one timeout. We were watching on Fox Sports South, or Bally Sports.
Bally Sports Southwest. Yeah.
And there was one timeout towards the end where it kind of went to different shots of the players. And they were all like talking and communicating.
Yes,
And I don't know, maybe I have just missed it or whatever. But to me, I was like, man, I've never seen them talk that much during a game.
Well, you can see they really wanted to win this game.
Yeah.
They came together. You didn't see bad body language by anybody. Mm-hmm. They were in it to win it together. And they were going to communicate. They were going to do what was required. And for them to find that within themselves, to get to that level defensively, shut down a team mm-hmm. that averages like, what, 120 points a game or something ridiculous like that.
The Clippers shot 42% tonight, 28% on threes.
Yeah, and only scored 89 points.
Yeah.
It was awesome defense. It was an awesome team effort. And I know Luka carried them offensively. And unfortunately, that's what they have to do with it. Clippers do have good defense.
Well, the Clippers are a better team.
Yes.
So you need a guy like Luka to go off. That's just the way the team is currently built.
And he did. He delivered.
Yeah.
But you brought it together as a team. You made shots when you needed to. Maxey hit some big shots. Jalen hit shots. And that's not what we didn't see in the last game. Remember the last game we saw Luka, Porzingis, and Hardaway all had 20 points. Yeah. Everybody else was like 5 or 6 points. Tonight, Kleba had 12, Richardson 14, who was a no-show in the last game, and Hardaway 15, Porzingis 11, and then you got nothing from Brunson, Cauley-Stein, and Iwundu, but your starting lineup gave you double digits each.
Yeah, I mean, there was actually a lot of things from last game to this game that you could tell mm-hmm. they made some adjustments on. Some of them were things that we had talked about. So, like, for example, you were talking about shot making, and that was one thing we talked about after the last Clippers game, was like, they're getting shots, they just miss them. Yeah. And they're going to have to make those shots. It might not be the easiest shot, but you're going to have to make it. And now, whether or not their players are good enough to do that, regardless, like, if you want to win this game, you got to make those shots. And tonight they did.
Yeah, well, one thing that Carlisle always says is playing with force. Mm-hmm. And last game against the Clippers on offense, when they didn't step into their shots, they didn't play with force. And I thought tonight they stepped into them with confidence, wanting to make them. I also saw Luka make an adjustment. He didn't drive it to the rim every time, which was great because Zubats is a really good rim protector. Mm-hmm. And I had mentioned in the last podcast, he's going to have to hit some of his floaters and he's going to have to hit some of his mid-range because that's what's going to be there for him. Mm-hmm. And what did he do tonight?
He did
floaters
exactly
and
that.
Mid-range.
He
yes.
must listen to the podcast.
He listens to the podcast.
He does,
this
actually.
This is proof.
We've spoken to
yes.
Luka, and he actually
it's
listens to the podcast.
It's the 50 members of our family.
Exactly.
And Luka Doncic.
Oh, it's up to 50 now.
Yes.
I thought it was 30.
Yes.
No, that was one adjustment that we had talked about, how he's going to have to use the mid-range because they're kind of giving him space there. And he did tonight, and it worked really well. I mean, obviously he had 42 points, but that was a good adjustment that we had talked about. Another adjustment that we had talked about was feeding KP in the post, because there was times last game that mm-hmm. he got
missed.
Yeah, really great deep position, but they just couldn't get it to him. And I thought this game they did it. They still kind of missed him. They couldn't get the ball to him, but they did a better job, especially as the game went on. And then obviously I talked about those two plays where Luka fed it to him. So they made some really great adjustments. And I mean, you could see the difference that it made, obviously, mm-hmm. in getting the win. Really, it was mostly Luka. Like, the adjustments were a lot of it. And then Luka going for 42, that was a lot of it.
If you want an example of a player putting a team on their back, this was it. This is what superstars do. You saw it for years with Dirk. Mm-hmm. You saw it with Kobe in the Lakers, LeBron in the Cavs. You've seen the superstars put a team on their back and just say, ain't letting us lose tonight.
Yeah.
And that's what Luka did. He put him on the bench. Yeah. And I love it because, one, I really hate the Clippers.
Me too.
I hate their attitude. Like,
everybody does.
Yes. Marcus Morris saying, come playoff time, we'll be ready. And I'm like, for what? You haven't won anything. Yeah. You're not back-to-back.
You that's don't what even I, know what you're ready for.
Back-to-back champions would say that when in the third season, the season isn't going so well. Like, don't worry, we'll be ready for those. Yeah. It's like, no, you can't say that. Yeah. You haven't done it. Ready for what? Ready to lose in the second round? Because that's what happened last year.
Yeah.
And I love how Luka, after he dropped Paul George,
second grade.
Paul George is evaluating his decisions in life right now.
He's like, maybe I shouldn't be in the NBA.
And he dropped him. Popped in the little floater, and then I love the fact that he's trying to get the – you know he wants the crowd in there because they would be going nuts on that kind of play, and he just wants them. And I love it because he's putting it – throwing it back in the Clippers' faces because they talk so much smack for a team that's won nothing. Mm-hmm. And for him to just throw it right back in their faces was awesome to see.
Do you think that he – hates the Clippers?
Oh, yes.
I mean, I saw after...
I know he hates Marcus Morris.
Yeah, well,
that goes without saying.
I saw after the game that he and Paul George, they, like, you know, shook hands, hug, and Paul George kind of, like, ruffled his hair a little bit, Luka's hair. Like,
again, I got thoughts on that, but
yeah. It seemed like there was mutual respect, but I don't know.
Well, from maybe Kawhi and Paul, but clearly Marcus Morris does not respect Luka. And Luka does not respect Marcus Morris.
Well, I was just wondering if, like, you know, Luka maybe does. I wonder if he likes.
I think he doesn't like the.
You gotta respect him as an opponent.
I think he sees the Clippers as a rival, an early rival in Luka's career.
Yeah.
And they faced him in the playoffs. There was a lot of controversy about the trash talking and everything that had occurred. And he wants to beat them every single time. He takes it personally. He doesn't like when players get in his face and treat him like he's a soft, quote-unquote, soft Euro.
Yeah.
Because he's just not that.
Yeah.
And I love it. I love the 42 points, the 6 rebounds, 9 assists, and 3 steals, 2 blocks. He was a monster tonight.
He was defensively.
He was a monster tonight.
Yeah. There was a few plays where he dropped Paul George, but he didn't make the shot.
Yes.
Awesome. And we were like, oh. So when he finally made that last one, it was just,
it was nasty, just awesome to
see that. Yeah, and he also played a really good defensive game. Yeah, I mean, I think that, like you said, they're a rival for Luka just based on their early meetings in the playoffs and stuff. And I don't know if it's just a good matchup for him or if he's just in their head.
He gets into another
level.
Well, it's like we've talked about before.
Maybe because of the playoffs, he goes to another level.
Well, sometimes Luka just needs a little bit of motivation. Yeah, because like it's so easy for him that he just needs that little bit of extra oomph to get him going and to bring it. Because he can get 30 on a nightly basis, no problem. But when it's on national television going against Steph, you know, he wants to play hard. Or when it's against Damian, or in this case the Clippers on national television, he wants to bring it. And he just needs that sometimes. Like Jordan would find reasons to go off because it was so easy for him.
Yeah, so it was a really good game. Yeah, and Luka, he just plays well against the Clippers.
And I'm really surprised, honestly, in this team's performance because, you know, after the last game, like, we thought they played well.
Yeah.
Yeah, we thought they played well. They just didn't execute at the end, and we saw some things that they can change.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud of the fact that they made those changes and they stepped into them.
Especially since we suggested those changes.
Yes, and I'm also proud of the defense that they showed tonight, and really in these last 10 games, that they have what it takes defensively if they just put the effort there. They have guys... Like, Josh Richardson was a menace tonight on defense.
Yeah.
Porzingis is getting all over the place, and he's getting better on his angles and his help side defense.
Yeah.
Luka is a good defender. I don't care what anybody says. Luka is a good defender when he wants to be.
Hardaway tries.
And that's all you want. You know what, though? Yeah. What he's been doing lately is getting charges.
Yeah.
And if his three isn't going down, he's driving it to the basket. You see a little bit of change in his game.
Yeah.
So he's adapting to coaching.
Well, it's kind of like... You know, we always go back to the 2011 team because we're pathetic. But, you know, Jason Terry was never a very good defender. But that season, he tried really hard. And just that alone made him okay.
Well, and when
along with the other guys that were actually good defenders.
Yeah, defense is a lot of effort and smarts. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to be the greatest one-on-one defender. Rarely does anybody go one-on-one in this game.
That's true.
It's a lot of rotations. It's a lot of help side. It's a lot of angles. And if you're a smart team, like the Mavericks were in 2011, they had a lot of smart guys. They knew where to be defensively. Now, obviously, if Dirk got stuck on Damian Lillard in a one-on-one, like, there's nothing he can do. But the whole sequence of their whole defense is knowing where to be, when to be there, knowing when to rotate, and all that. And the Mavericks showed that they have that ability, at least in this game and in that Denver game.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and even in the last game against the Clippers, when they lost, we talked about a lot of the good things that we saw. And I think we even said, like, if they make those adjustments, they have a good chance of winning. Like, it doesn't mean that they will, but those adjustments, along with the energy and focus they had, they would have a good chance of winning, and they won.
So we talked about going into this five-game stretch with Denver, Clippers, Clippers, Blazers, Blazers, that we thought that 2-1-3 would be a win.
That's right.
And they're now 2-1. So they have a chance of going.
They could go 3-2.
They play the Blazers well.
Yeah.
They do. And if they can bring this kind of defense,
after this series,
you feel good. Like,
yeah,
even if they lose those two games on the road in Portland, that happens almost to every team that goes to Portland. Now, the crowd isn't there, so it's not the same. But when the crowd's there, it's really hard to win in Portland. But if they can steal one of those games and they get out of this stretch with a 3-3 record out of those, or wait, that would be a 3-2 record.
3-2, yeah.
Out of those five games, man, what more can you ask for?
Well, and like you said, after this series of how rough it's been, I mean, the Blazers are good, but they don't play the same way as the Clippers. The Clippers are very physical, and they get away with
whatever they
physicality.
Want.
Physicality, And the Blazers, just not that same kind of team. Still a good team, so they'll have to have that focus. But, yeah, they might feel a little more free out there. So, you know, who knows?
We'll see. But that game, when do they play?
Who do you think is getting the Defensive Player of the Game belt?
Man, it's tough because I thought Luka was good on defense. I thought Richardson was good. Mm-hmm. I bet you they're going to give it to the team. They're going to be a team championship belt. Yeah.
Martin.
Because in all honesty, like, the entire team stepped up.
That would be beautiful.
Okay, let's not make it weird.
Because this game was beautiful from the Mavericks. Like, I mean, really, to me, the defense was awesome and the focus was awesome and Luka was awesome. But really, those little moments of teamness that I saw, like, that to me was just huge. After the way the season has gone, I don't know, that to me, it just stood out. Like, am I crazy? Like, I don't know, anyone following me on Twitter, let me know if I'm just reading too much into this.
Like I said, the Clippers are kind of turning into the rival for the Mavericks.
Yeah.
For Luka, really, because of, there's kind of a little bit of history already there. We played them a lot.
Yeah.
And we played them in the playoffs. So there's a little bit of rival. And they're the quote unquote big brother. You know, they're the better team than us. And for us to take it to them after that last game, the Clippers were probably thinking, we got this.
Yeah.
And for the Mavericks to respond the way they have just shows, they have a lot of guts and they have a lot of toughness.
And, you know, before the season started, we talked about how we thought that one thing that would be different about Luka this year is that he wouldn't let players get under his skin. Mm-hmm. Like, especially the Clippers in the playoffs, they did this a
playoffs.
Lot. But really, the whole season, players would, they would just push him around or foul him or, you know, get in his face. And it would get under his skin and bother him to the point where he had a really bad game. And we thought, like, you know what, I bet he's over that now. After that Clippers series,
nobody that can take him out of his game.
Yeah, he knows that he's so good, he doesn't have to worry about that. And in the beginning of the season, he did kind of still let it get to him, but ever since then, and this is another good example, like, he just doesn't let things get to him anymore. Like, tonight, the fouls, the officials had a rough game, I think, on both sides. They missed calls.
Both times in these Clippers games, like tonight, the Clippers only had 11 free throws in Dallas, 12. And that's after a 5-10, whatever.
Yeah, so there was that. There was a few things with Terrence Mann, I think, tried to get in his face a little bit. Obviously, Marcus Morris is out there. But he just doesn't let those things bother him anymore. And he channels it into just
wanting
sheer
to kill
determination.
Them.
So that's,
on the court.
Yeah, so that's a really good adjustment that I've seen this year. But
so really awesome win. Really proud of this team, and they keep their winning ways going. And let's hope they can continue this winning basketball that they have been playing. They beat Denver and the Clippers now in two of their last three games. You know, so it's really good basketball that they're playing. They've been playing well for about 15, 16 games now.
They do like. I'll just leave it at that. I don't want to.
I'm not saying that this team is a top four seed.
Yeah, yeah. I was
going to
say, like, you know, looking at the box score, like, obviously they got nothing from their bench. Now Hardaway had to start because they have guys out. So
you can't have a perfect game every game. What's important is when this was a playoff type atmosphere, the only thing that matters is winning.
Yeah. True.
And if you beat that team, then you won. And I'm not saying Dallas is a good team. I think they're still a bottom half.
Yeah, this is a wrong
yes,
way to the
no,
finals.
Yeah, I still think they're a bottom half of the playoff type team based on their roster because Luka has to get 42, 9, 3 blocks and 2 steals in order for you to win because they have nobody else. So I'm not saying that, but I am happy that they're playing well.
Well, and just really good signs.
Yes, and I don't care what Twitter says about me.
I'm sorry.
Okay. No.
No, it was just a lot of good signs, the defense, the chemistry, just the determination. It was just was a really good growing game.
So the Mavericks will play the Portland Blazers, Trail Blazers, on Friday at 9 p.m., another late game. Since the game is on the West Coast.
Is that on Bally Total Fitness Sports?
No, well, it might be, but it's on
Fox.
Yes, it is. It's on Fox. It's on Bally Sports Southwest.
Total Sports Southwest.
And it's also on NBA TV. Let's hope the Mavericks can at least split one of those games with the Blazers series, and then their schedule kind of lightens up, and maybe they can climb the standings a little bit in the West. So we'll see.
Yeah.
But
I was just looking at this scores. The Spurs won, the Warriors won, and the Grizzlies won. So this was a really important
win.
Yes,
it was. Yep.
Yeah.
Anyways, the battery on my iPad is at 5%.
I'm sorry for the terrible audio quality. It'll never happen again. I apologize.
Anyways, you guys have a good night. We will talk to you after the Blazers game. Thanks. Bye.
Adios.